Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 351 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for February 14th is, can you remember a time in your life when you had faith even though others doubted you? If yes, how can you apply this faith to a situation you currently face which involves being questioned or even ridiculed? If no, identify three positive outcomes if you had faith, kept believing, and were brave in a current situation. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of being a lighthouse. If you know anything about college basketball in the United States, you know about Duke University and their longtime coach, Mike Krzyzewski, also known as Coach K. And most people are not neutral about the Blue Devils. You either love them or you hate them. That's what happens when you win a lot. But in his book, Leading with a Heart, Coach K told a story that rang true to me the first time I read it, and it is a story I often go back to when I need to have faith and make a big decision. Here's a story that Coach K shares in his book about having faith, even with the possibility of being questioned or ridiculed. In our 1999 national championship loss to the University of Connecticut, I had a particularly tough decision to make during the final minute of play. Entering the game, we were heavily favored to win the championship. It was a close game all the way, but during the later stages, UConn began to pull away somewhat, and if it were not for Trajan Langdon, we would have lost by 10 points. But Duke was riding Langdon's heart that day. In the last 5 minutes, UConn would make a great play. Then Langdon would make a great play. Then came the final minute, and even though we were 1 point down, I felt we had seized the momentum of the game. From the bench, I decided to signal for a set play where Trajan would bring the ball up the court, read the defense, and then react based on what he saw. He could pass the ball to Chris Carowell, hit Elton Brand in the low post, or take a shot himself. Unfortunately, he was called for traveling, and we ended up losing the national championship. The way I look at it is simple. UConn was better than we were at that particular point in the game and on that particular day. The truth is that we were beaten by a very good basketball team. After the game, people criticized me for not calling a timeout. Well, if I thought my team was in disarray, I would have called one. But at that point, they looked confident, and I decided to let them go. Besides, we had practiced many times the play we were going with. Actually, as far as I was concerned, no other play would have worked that day. We had to follow Langdon's heart because nobody else had stepped up to take the lead. It was the winning thing to do at that moment in that particular situation, even though we did not win the game. Now, if we had made a basket on that play and we had won the ball game, rather than criticizing, people might have said, "What a brilliant move. He had the courage not to call a timeout. He trusted his team. He went to something they practiced in game-like situations and it worked." If we had won, that's what would have been said. But, as we lost, it was, "You should have called a timeout. Why did you go to Langdon then? What the hell were you thinking?" Well, that's the world I live in, so I have to be prepared for it. Actually, I'm good with whichever way it goes if I follow my heart. I have to be. A leader has to have the courage to make a key decision in a split second, and then he has to have the courage to live with it afterward, whether it succeeds or fails. Because if he doesn't, he'll be afraid to make the next key decision. Courage and confidence are what decision-making is all about. I love this story from Coach K because it highlights the fact that when we have the courage to lead, we will make the right play, no matter the outcome. And this requires faith in ourselves. Faith is integral to being a lighthouse, because if we don't have faith in ourselves, then we will do things to cover up our light, just because we may not get the result we want, and then people will criticize us. So how about you? Can you remember a time in your life when you had faith, even though others doubted you? If yes, how can you apply this faith to a situation you currently face, which involves being questioned or even ridiculed? If no, can you identify three positive outcomes if you had faith, kept believing, and were brave in a current situation? Some people don't like Coach K because he wins a lot. I like Coach K because he's the same person when he wins and when he loses. In fact, after that loss in the national championship game, UConn coach Jim Calhoun said his team broke some hearts that day by beating Duke. As he watched those comments on TV with his wife, Coach K said, quote, "No way. Losing a basketball game could never break my heart," end quote. That's having the faith in yourself to keep doing what you are doing and keep letting your light shine no matter what happens. And when we have faith in ourselves like that, we can increase our impact in our classrooms and locker rooms as we grow by 1% and give our students and athletes a better version of ourselves every day.